guys. How's it going?
Hi.
This is Jonah Pollock here with
Lana Adler.
And this is the Blookie Hour. I don't know why, but we're getting really low levels.
Is that what it's called now? Blookie Hour?
I mean, it doesn't have to be that all the time. But.
Alright.
I don't know why, but this basically says that it's super quiet.
So maybe we should turn them. Oh, no, look, see if we go closer, it's louder. Hello, hello, to the world, on the radio.
Yeah, we're doing good.
I think you just have to go really close to it with your face.
Yeah, you have to get your face
Just close talk.
Yep. So, how is things, how are things going with you now here, just prior to the fall break?
Well, I'm about to go home to my parents for Yom Kippur. And when I try to explain that, people are like, is that the one with, like, the bad things that happen? And everyone's trying to be really, like, culturally sensitive.
What, the Holocaust?
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone, like, almost wants to say the Holocaust, but then doesn't. which is kind of a thing in general.
It looms over everything, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I went into the room for play rehearsals, and there was a discussion on the board about demoniac.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. I'm going home to my mom's house. It's going to be really interesting. My two grown-ass brothers are coming home as well. And they're, like, kind of adults now, which is very strange.
And one of them is flying in. One of them was in Israel, right?
Yup. Yeah, he was out there. But now he's going to college, like, people college, and... well, as opposed to like that weird gap year thing that they do, where it's
to sit around the middle of start getting high.
Right, pretty much. But Don didn't really do that. He just got to come out, which is nice. And he had this really cool program where he like saw the world and stuff. And
did he like get acquainted with like the gay scene in Tel Aviv?
For a night on his birthday, apparently. So that. Apparently was very fun, and I'm glad that he got to have that experience with his ladies. He always has like a cadre of women following him around at all times because he's like the only out gay male in their circles.
So they're just like on him like.
Oh yeah.
They're like, tell us how nice and pretty we are and what we should wear.
Yeah,
girl,
pretty much.
To change that sweater.
Hi, girl. Yeah. So how's your pre-break situation? Aren't you like almost done?
I have to pass in 2 months, and then I'm going to put on a concert in January.
Like a stand-up thing?
Yeah.
Cool. Plug!
If anyone is listening, and you're not, come to the Music and Dance Building sometime around the middle of Jan term, and laugh your ass off at me, because I've earned it.
I kind of like, this is like talking at the ether, like literally talking at the ether, like all radio, I guess, is, but this is literally no one is listening but us.
You could say like the most horrendously racist thing ever.
Yeah, but and no one.
No one's like. I mean, I'm sure this is Hampshire College, so
someone would figure it out. Yeah.
Like, what was that kid, Connor? Connor is the kid who said burn down the cultural center, and he muttered it to like one person one time in the school store when it was empty, and yet.
Wait, when was this?
This was like your first semester, or this was.
I have no the fuck idea what was going on in that semester.
No one ever told you about Connor. He was like a legend. Like, you know how there was, like, Nico?
Oh, was he the one who was, it was the whole poetry versus slam poetry thing?
Oh, no, that was Sean Conlon. Is the
okay.
Guy who, like, posted the racist thing online.
Okay.
And, like, he also, like, he did the pornography diaries. He was, like...
What's the pornography diaries?
Oh, you know, it's, like, this kid who thinks that he's, like, Arthur Rimbaud, you know, like, the...
All the dicks.
All the dicks and the butts and the whole sort of self-mythologizing darkness.
Right. Well, what's interesting is that if you pornographize dicks and butts, then you're going to pornographize gay culture. That's kind of fucked.
Yeah, well, stop being such an assimilationist. You're an assimilationist, Lana.
You know what? That's okay with me because, well, I'm not. So, they can go fuck a dick and suck a dick.
You want to own a house in the suburbs and be a lawyer and have a surrogate baby with some dyke?
That sounds kind of nice, actually, except for the suburbs part. I never want to live in any suburbs. Those places are really depressing.
If I can't have unprotected sex on meth with another unemployed painter?
Listen, no, you just go ahead and do that. Just don't write about it. It's boring.
It's exciting.
It's
life cubed.
All right.
It's life condensed to the surest vibration.
Well.
There. That was poetry.
Yeah, pretty much. And I mean, as long as I can have my my pit bull named Rose, my Park Slope co-op.
Is your pit bull named Rose a runaway twink from Mississippi who does finger painting and?
No, this is a dog. A literal pit bull. You know what? Who knows what souls inhabit which bodies? Nobody really knows at this point.
Here's what's called my mod. I think there's like 4 men in it. No, it's 3 men. Whatever it is, my mod is super duper queer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. It's cool to have a queer space. Where you don't have to be like tokenized.
Like not like QCA queer. Not yeah. Like, we're all gender queer and we're revolutionaries. It's just everyone happens to be kind of gay.
I'm the only moderately queer person in my house. I mean, like, just queer at all. Everyone else is pretty into heterosex. It's not that they're heteronormative in any account. It's just that, yeah, which is cool. I mean, it's just how people work. But it's funny because, like, it'll occasionally come out that I have sex with women, and they'll just be like, oh, well, and then they'll, like, check themselves on everything that they've said in the past, like, hour, and then I'll just be like, it's really, I would have called you on it. It's okay. Everyone needs to calm themselves.
Well, you could just write an angry letter back into the omen.
I really would rather not. I'm really not bothered by them at all. It's just,
every time I've been in there, they are doing hash oil. It's crazy. Like,
all right, yeah. I mean,
It's not evil or anything.
Or can they get, like, traced back in any way? We need to, like, be careful.
No.
Okay.
This is not FCC broadcast.
This is not FCC, but, like, does anyone go over these? I don't know.
No.
Okay, well, in any case.
They like to eat lots of apples.
Yeah.
Apples make them very happy.
Well, you know, I don't want to, like, make euphemisms. We don't have to, but it's, like, it's. I wonder if that's a thing. I don't want to get them in trouble. But anyway. There's a very elaborate system of
apple eating.
It's just fascinating to watch, and it's really like the most beautiful thing. Like it looks like science. It really looks like science, and I just want to watch it.
Science and coal is making alcohol to get fucked up.
Is that true? Oh yeah, you had the whole thing. Oh, by the way, I have apples.
80 proof apples.
Yeah.
Well, it's just funny that, I talked to my friend Joey. Joey is one of my hard scientists.
Oh, man, let's define Joey. Let's define terms. It's really fun. Joey is...
Joey is my friend who is in medical school. He's a nice Jewish boy with nice Jewish boy hangups, and every girl in Boston who's eligible wants to fuck his brains out.
Which is so strange if you've ever met him. He kind of looks like a... Like some sort of a mouse.
He's kind
of
handsome, but also kind of like dorky, and then he also kind of has
way hairy.
Way hairy, and has really shrugged off kind of body language. But all these girls, like, there was this girl, Alyssa Gold, who I swear to God was already thinking of baby names.
Are you serious? It's so creepy.
Not literally, but kind of. Like, you could tell she was making plans to have his seed.
Let me just really quickly make a side note. It's really funny, something happened to me recently that I had talked to someone on alt sex, which is, let's define that term, I guess. Alt sex is a sort of like a website for people of alternative sexualities. so you have some really interesting things going on there, but basically you list your very detailed sexual proclivities most of the time, and you know, conversations you have with people on alt sex are usually revolving around said proclivities. So this one person from Hampshire, and I was like, whoa, it's someone from Hampshire that I'm not really, really, really opposed to ever being sexually interested in. Which sounds shitty, but you know, try and counter that shit. is on FetLife, and he I met him in a different context where he was my we were doing something for the school, let's be vague, and he was working there, and it was like, whoa, I know the intimate details of your sexual life, and you know mine, but I've never actually met you. So how'd you do? you know, and
that more or less how you said
it? I didn't say anything. I was just shocked. I was like, whoa, oh, this guy, we didn't expect to see him there. So I was like, oh, hi. And we both kind of like, oh, hide it away, because I think he realized who I was as well, which was strange.
Well, do you guys both have pictures on your page?
Yeah. So that's how I knew who he was and how vice versa and that. But it turned me into like a very strange, shy little person. It's funny. I was like, hi, how are you? Okay, so anyway, back to Joey. I just didn't want to forget that one.
I mean, he just broke up with another girlfriend recently. And the thing about Joey has sworn to keep his virginity until he's married.
What?
Out of no clear real reasoning, it seems halfway between discomfort and religiosity.
Yeah, I would imagine he's very uncomfortable with like fluids.
I mean, he's done, there's been all kinds of heavy petting.
Oh, I'm sure, but I would imagine he's still uncomfortable with fluids.
The guy is in medical school. Have you any idea how many strangers have been up inside?
Has he really? Is that like a part of it?
Oh, yeah, no.
He was like inside of someone's vagina.
He did OBGYN stuff this past, like, for like the first half of the, like, over the summer, for his summer semester thing.
That's really funny.
He was in all the strange ladies' vaginas.
That is probably my favorite thing that I've heard in a long time.
Like, he said one day, like, the first, like, vaginal exam he had to give, they had some, like, goth girl in her 20s who was, like, a paid, like, volunteer. She basically had to sit there in the stirrups while a string of medical students had to, like, stand up and get all up inside her, and they'd be like, all right, now feel around. And, like, she just has to be like, oh, hey. Like, imagine Aubrey Plaza with, like, a bunch of medical students.
Sorry.
Oh, hey, y'all gonna be in my bachelor's?
I guess I'll tolerate your presence, whatever.
Yeah. So it's literally like that. And then also he was at some like C-section or something where like a woman's uterus blood flew all over his feet. Like,
hilarious.
Yeah, no, it was intense.
I guess that is a very fluid related job. I didn't really consider that, but I would just imagine him to go into the most like non-fluid related field of it. Like, what is he going into?
He doesn't know yet. He's like, right now he's doing pediatric stuff.
Cute, except for not really, because like all the sick babies, probably lots of dead babies.
Whatever he does, he's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, and all them Jewish girls get wet.
No, for real. Oh, you're a doctor.
Ugh, gross. I wish that ladies of my tribe would not perpetuate the incredibly anti-Semitic stereotypes that they so do.
I mean, he's becoming a doctor, and his ex-roommate is becoming a lawyer.
Oh. Barf.
All these girls, they get involved, they're like, Joey, I want to take the next step. And he's like, oh, you got to understand, I want to wait till I'm married. And they're like, oh, okay, then we won't have sex. But then, of course, invariably, they fall harder and harder for them. And the harder and harder they fall, and the more and more they go without sex, the more they want him to get his dick wet inside them. And then at a certain point, they basically, like, do that thing where they try and play mind games on him, thinking that they're finally going to break him. And then he's like, I guess we got to break up now.
Well, it's not consent. I mean, it's
oh,
just,
not
yeah.
It's consent, but it's fucked up, because it's like, he has to either...
Like, break up with them,
break
or...
Break up with them sooner, or be like, well, I guess...
So what's his focus there? Like, what is he trying to get at in that?
I think he wants lady friends, but then he's also, deep down, wants to get serious as soon as possible.
You can also get serious as soon as possible and get your dick wet every once in a while.
Yeah, this is a subject I've tried to broach.
Right, I guess, you know, I mean, if you're raised like we were all raised... I mean, it's not, okay, not necessarily, but like, but that I guess it would be more understandable for him to come to that impasse than someone who wasn't told all their lives that that's what they have to do.
I told him the more he blows it out of proportion, the harder he's going to make it for himself to finally do it, and the more he's going to make it anticlimactic when it happens.
Or
you put it on such a pedestal.
And that's, yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. Oh, Lord. So lots of people from our class are getting married and having babies. I don't know if you knew this, but, like, I don't know if you ever even knew her, because she might have literally been in middle school by the time you graduated high school. Not even middle school.
Is this the Klausner? I saw that Klausner brother is getting engaged.
Is he really? Michael? I'm not friends with him on Facebook anymore. I don't like him.
I saw pictures on Facebook where, like, someone who's implied that there was an engagement.
Probably. I don't know. Rachel Epstein got engaged. Mo Klausner. I hate her. I hate him too.
Oh, yeah, no, Mo Klausner, yeah.
Yep. Oh, that Klausner. I thought you meant, okay.
Yeah,
look
Klausner.
At that.
Sorry, who's Rachel Epstein?
She's the worst person. You know, back when the whole Dave Tesh thing happened.
Oh, she was leading the chorus.
Yeah.
Jezebel.
Yeah, you're a Jezebel. There's no such thing as sexual assault against women who've had sex before. and so I'm not a fan of this woman, if we can call her that. but apparently she's about to start a family, and, you know, her rich ass will probably provide for some really obnoxious children. Ooh, gross.
You can always count on me to make sexuality for you.
Listen, anything sexuality involving Rachel Epstein is pretty fucking disgusting. All right, for all those, for all thousands and millions of you listening to our show right now, Nita refers to the period of period wherein one woman bleeds from her vagina, and right as she starts doing that, it's the whole of the blood, the whole of the blood, and then how many days? Like a week after?
Yeah, the husband has to sleep on the floor and not touch
her. Yeah, or they have like two separate beds, like in the 50s when sex was frightening.
But then they get back together after she bathes herself
in a ritual bath.
Then they have like
nude with other ladies.
They have crazy makeup sex where it's like, yeah, I've been missing you these 2 weeks. Baruch Hashem.
And hopefully that makes a baby every once in a while. But yeah, so that's I don't know if you listeners knew that, but that's 2 weeks out of every month that there is no banging. So that might be the cause for a little bit of the pent up anemia in that community. You know, I mean, I think Nita does not apply. Maybe they get pregnant so as to have it be more convenient,
so they can sleep in the same.
Yeah, I mean, because you can totally have sex with your wife while she's pregnant, but after she gives birth, it's like 2 weeks after that. I don't know. That's the only thing that makes fucking sense. Like, it's vaginal recovery time. It's not just like, ew, periods. That part of the religion really reminds me of like a 12-year-old boy who's just like, or like a frat boy. He's like, I'm not gonna touch that. It's full of vag blood. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, was she bleeding?
No, but she had a pierced clit, which was creepy deaky.
Wait, who?
A TA of mine.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Melanie.
No. there was this girl who worked with at a job in a school, and this girl wanted to bone me so bad.
She really did.
But first she sucked my friend's dick.
Who was my boyfriend at the time?
Then she's like, I think I'm really, like, she, like, not have made more obvious. Like, she took me aside and she's like, Jonah, you realize I have a crush on you. And then she, like...
I don't think you would have been wrong for having banged her at
I
that point.
It was my own issues that I didn't bang
her. Yeah, because she was, like, all over your dong.
Like, she basically, without saying it, she's like, I will be your sex slave for the duration of this year. Like, I could have been getting crazy laid that whole year.
She has a thing for, like, Jewish dudes that look like you and Eitan.
No, but, like, she basically, she, like, we went out for what I didn't even think of as a date, but I guess in hindsight it was.
Yeah.
Then, on which I ran into MIMO people who saw me.
That's...
On Harvard Street.
Why'd you go to Harvard Street?
Because we went to the Coolidge Corner Theater.
Oh.
We saw A History of Violence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which has actually some pretty kinky scenes in
it. It does. That's a good movie.
The best scene of stair sex probably in film history.
Pretty hot.
Yeah.
I once had stair sex actually... pretty much exclusively to emulate that movie. It almost lived up to it. Almost.
Did you like ratchet up the anger? So
yeah. No. It was with someone I disliked intensely. And so it was just like, oh, that looks like a good idea.
Like bruises and shit afterwards? Like,
I mean, yeah, but that's kind of standard fare. I've had a good deal of stair sex before.
Did you see the mahogany?
Wait, did we make
we're recording. It's at 20 minutes.
Oh, cool. So wait, what are we called now?
I'm down in the books as the Blipke Hour.
Why Blipke?
Because that's what my grandmother apparently used to call cat farts.
Ew.
They asked me for a title. I didn't have a title on hand. I couldn't think of something cool. The closest thing to something cool I could think of was airplane food for the soul.
Well, I don't know if Zombie Ethel Rosenberg is ever going to happen, but if you want, we could use that title.
I ran into Fiona once in like 4 weeks, and she was hanging out with her, like, the people who now look up to her. You know, she's
She's kind of addicted to that, so I don't know if, like, it's ever going to happen with Zer. But we can call this Zombie Ethel Rosenberg if you want. I'm just in love with that title, personally.
I mean, we could do it, but anyways, I saw her walking with her gang, because now, you know, she's a capo.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, and I made some, like, you know, stupid joke, or like, burger, 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 you know, like, to cut the ice, and she's like, oh yeah, hey. So now we're going off in that direction.
Yeah, I saw her at lunch once. We talked for a while, and she's just like, oh yeah, get back to me within the next week, so we'll see if that actually happens. Zombie Ethel Rosenberg is a, potential comedy group that may or may not happen, that is going to be improv and also sketch comedy, but mostly sketch comedy. And if anyone wants to restart it with us,
it lives on in our hearts.
It does. We would really like to do it.
Back to
Blipkies.
They asked for a name, so I just thought Blipkie Hour.
That's fine. We should have like a contest for all 1,000 of our listeners. All 10,000, actually. We're going to be dreaming.
Ritual circumcision
hour? That one sounds really good. I actually like that.
Every Thursday night.
Ritual circumcision.
We'll bring the talk and the music. You bring the bagels and the lox and the foreskin.
Yeah, preferably not attached to anything, because none of us are certified in medicine.
I certainly hope they don't bring us any foreskin. They're just foreskin that they have on.
You know what, actually, audience, amend that. Please bring us all your foreskins. We are Jews. That's what we make our matzah out of. Just letting you know. If you ever wondered, the more you know.
It's like a ballad to, like, the foreskin collection. You're the holes in my bed. You're the pin numbers in my bank account.
Yeah, okay, so by the way, this is all in City Year, which is a very interesting program that does a lot of really great things. Just so happened that it might be a little bit of a cult, and also that everyone in that whole program had, like, serious issues.
If you're in a program like that, you're transitioning in life, and you're looking for something.
Yeah, and I was living with a guy at the time, Eitan, who was my on-again-off-again for, like, a gazillion years. And he used to go to our crazy school, and he went to a more progressive version. And
fucked a girl in the rectory.
Right. Mad shul sex. And I got to hear about it, like, all the time. And I was just like, can we have mad shul sex? And he's just like, no. I have to tell you, he had the nicest cock of all time. Just saying.
I have not seen it, but Melody said as much of the same. She's like, so Jewish guys have giant dicks, huh? And I'm like, I wouldn't really know.
It's, like, really, really surprising. He's the skinniest person of all time. He's just he's a small guy.
It's like a baseball bat.
Yeah. He's a very slight person, and he's very skinny, and he's very quiet. He's very sort of withdrawn.
It's, like, wide, too.
It's just ridiculous.
He's both a shower and a grower?
Yeah. Like, literally, it'll just, like, I really hope that. Okay, right. I really hope that, like, other people that might be affected by this never hear it. But anyway, he literally has a dick out of porn, and it's really strange because he does not have a body out of porn.
No, he's like what, like 5'7", like 90 pounds soaking wet.
Nah, I mean he used to be when he was doing all the speed. That's what he was. Do you remember seeing him?
I went to like the crack den and like sold my Adderall to his friend.
Oh, James. James was 90 pounds, 5'5", 100 pounds soaking wet. James, this is a crack den in Alston. James was really fucked up. He worked at the Blockbuster. He put on Suicide Club at like 2 in the morning when all of us were tweaking the fuck out and didn't warn me what it was. And then I was really scared for like 2 days. It's just like, ah! I don't like it.
Meanwhile, I was living with my mother having a nervous breakdown.
Right. Wait, were you living with your mom at that time?
Well, I mean, after I moved out after City Year.
No, this was during City Year.
Oh, wait, because I sold directly to Eitan
Oh, you went there?
I made a house call, yeah.
So this is when he was already in Israel.
No, because Eitan showed me to the place. This was like in June.
Oh, yeah, and then he went and worked. And then he lived in New York with me for like a month, and then he left. Yeah. Anyway.
So Melody and Melody drunk, and so we're getting all drunk snuggly, but I'm like so drunk, I'm not even registering that, oh, this is like foreplay. And then eventually, like, I go like to the bathroom or whatever, and I come back, and she's in her underwear in my bed. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Well then.
And I just get in and awkwardly snuggle with her, and then basically the whole night she's waiting for me to initiate intercourse.
And you just never did?
I never did. It was one of the stupidest things I've ever done. And then 2 days later, I realized she was trying to have sex with
you
me.
You just didn't. You didn't get it.
I did not register. I think I registered it unconsciously, but it didn't hit home to me that I had turned down, like, literally a night of, like, sloppy, intense, drunken sex until, like, 2 days later.
Probably wouldn't have been a night, considering your whole first time thing. But yes.
Actually, yeah, this is, you want me to get the whole...
No, go ahead.
Okay, I had wood, like, the whole night. Like, my body was ready, even though my mind was not.
Like, were you, like, all awkward about, like, oh, my God, why do I have a boner? This is weird.
No, and I think it occurred. Look, I don't know why. I did not put, like, unconsciously, I was like, we're supposed to be fucking right now. But then consciously, I was just like, I don't want to introduce this into the friendship. But I don't know. But the point is...
I think she pretty much introduced it into their friendship, yeah.
And then, basically, at the end, she tried to do it a couple other times, not quite as aggressively, but she basically, like, oh, I guess I'm staying over tonight. I'm like, you gotta go home, Rupert. But at the end,
you told her she had to go home?
Look, apparently, turning down sex for no good reason runs in the Pollock family. Like, my brother, I, and my father have all done this in our 20s.
I could totally see your brother doing that.
My brother told me multiple stories. He's like, Jonah, you're not alone. This is what the Pollock men do.
Jonah's brother is really funny. Is there something up with him? He seems like really abnormally nervous, like more so than other people, like more so than you even.
I think I put him on edge a little bit. Like, we have a good relationship, but whenever we get together, we're just, like, I'm just so amped up and he's so trying to just be chillaxed that it's like hot on cold. So it's just like, but then also he's about to turn 30. He has 2 master's degrees in socially conscious issues. And he's living in Brooklyn in a studio apartment, and he's trying to meet the lady of his dreams, and he's trying to build a career.
Wait, didn't he have that girlfriend? Oh, no, sorry.
You took me aside, and you're like, I want them to be together.
I really did. Sometimes, especially when I'm at Billy Mark's, which is a dive bar that is fantastic, in Chelsea, is right near where I live in not Hampshire Times, but basically... I was just like, listen, why is this not?
I could see it, but at the same time, she has a whole backstory where she has a whole fucked up family. Where her
with
mom
the
religious is super
and
religious, and then her dad's not religious at all, and she's either. But it's like, you know that movie, Goodbye Lenin?
Yeah, so wait, explain that to the audience.
this guy lives in East Germany, and he has this crazy mom who's super devoted to the party because the party is her dick.
Yep.
Because her husband left her.
Yep. Hey, she could have been in a committed relationship and still been devoted to the party. Okay, she just happened to be, you know, having a mental break.
Yeah. So she had a stroke before it's a heart attack. She has a heart attack and goes into a coma.
She's very, yeah.
And then when she wakes up, they pretend that communism is still going on.
Yeah, it's kind of like that horrible, horrible Drew Barrymore movie that my brother has watched 7,000 times. With Adam Sandler in it, where, like, she has amnesia, but, like, it's with Drew Barrymore also. Yeah, I don't even know what it is. Drew Barrymore has this disease that doesn't exist where she every day gets up and does the same thing. She lives in Hawaii, and there are all these, like, token Hawaiian characters, and it's really racist and hilarious and awful.
500 first dates.
Something like that. And it has a really stupid soundtrack, and my brother has watched it literally 7,000 times. I mean, it must be, like... Oh, Drew Barrymore was his straight crush when he was totally straight up until like the winter of this past year.
When you say totally straight, he was like just salt added conversation. And I totally have a crush on her.
She's so hot, because she's so hot.
She has a vagina.
Yeah, like I want to touch her breasts and maybe like put my face in her butt. Wait, no, is that how? I would really enjoy inserting myself in various appendages into her various orifices.
I would love shopping with her at Kmart at 10 a.m. on a Sunday.
I would love to fall into a loveless marriage with her. No, yeah, but thank God he came out and now he's fine. But he still has a whole wall. His bedroom door in my mom's house is a whole wall full of cutouts of Drew Barrymore, a lot of which were like printed out. So like at school, he'd like print out pictures of Drew Barrymore and then like, yeah, on the MIMO printer, and he'd cut them out. And it was just the printer of repression.
What was his reaction when you were like, dumb?
He said he knew that I knew, but that he thought, and like because in my family, my mom had like a history of abuse and stuff, he was just like chalked it up to like, Lana's just crazy, because that was like how the abuse happened. It was just like, well, you're just insane and everything that you say is insane. So then he followed that pattern and I was just like, Donald's gay as fuck. I wouldn't say it though. I wouldn't say it because I have in my mind that like I know that I don't want to push him out the closet. It's nobody's business to push anybody else out the closet.
That's like a stereotype. Did you see Art School Confidential?
No.
Oh, well, it's like they have the gay kid. Everyone realizes he's gay except him. Like he's a designer and he dresses like really effeminate.
I mean, and you don't have to be gay. And if those things are true about you, but like
no, but
he
like, the
happened.
Kid turns out to be gay. And, like right. He's like in bed for the first time, and like the kid runs in because he's like running from the cops, and he's like, "Oh God, I can explain." He's like, "Dude, I know you're gay." He's like, "What?" Like.
Well, okay. I know a lot of straight guys, like, who subvert masculinity, and that's fine.
But that's a different thing. Because like I have. Really good gaydar, and there's a difference between
Jonah, what? There are some people who are designers and who are fabulous who are straight. It's just a thing.
And then there's Donald,
and he was very gay, and he always basically had women fawning over him, and he never, you know, he always like appeared interested only as society told him to be, and I always knew. I mean, I always knew. And he came out of I used to have dreams about him coming out and me going like, oh my God, finally. And my mom basically knew also, but she was like, I'm not gonna stress anything. But my dad had a really hard time with it. I was like, Dad, Donald's gay. And he's just like, fuck you. You are. And I'm like, kind of. But I don't really talk about my sexual proclivities with my dad because he's just like, you are a whore. He uses whore like Danny DeVito. It's really funny. Whore.
And way back, he's fucked up it.
Oh, she's Shauna? Yeah. It's
going.
They hate each other so intensely.
Doesn't that make for good sex, weirdly?
No, because she's usually blackout drunk and I'm sure my dad can't get it up.
Yes.
Yeah. You asked. Oh yeah, back to who's that? Oh, Miranda. All right, let's hear about. Wait. So what happened eventually with Melanie?
At the end of City Year, she hate fucked my roommate to get back at me, and he fell asleep in the middle because they were rip roaringly drunk, which is how she got up the nerve to do it. And then it like.
Wait, Eitan said that she was trying to fuck you. As
she tried really, really, really. Oh, you know the thing is, he's like, I only sleep.
He didn't say that. He didn't say that. Okay, what he said was that he was in mourning, so he would do everything else with her, but he wouldn't fuck her, which is really ridiculous. I agree with that. I agree that that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to have sex with you. And the next day he had sex with me, by the way. But he never, he literally has never said anything about, he didn't eat her out?
That seems kind of implied. Melody is the kind of person who would be eager to please and would totally give a blowjob and then be like, okay.
I'm pretty sure that he reciprocated in some kind because that's how he talks about it. And honestly, at this point he talks about his failings a lot. And so he's just like, failings. Like how he was a fuck for a long time. So like basically I very sincerely doubt that like, and I also, whatever he did, I sincerely doubt that it was the whole Jewish girl thing, because...
Well, that's how she heard it or chose to present it.
Oh, he might have told her that he was mourning in Hebrew because he's an idiot. Like, so she might have, like...
So at the end of the year, she's like, you know, I'm really pissed that you wouldn't sleep with me. It's like, you need to get laid. And like, yes, ma'am, yes, I do. No, I turned down, like, literally hundreds of lays that I could have had with this girl.
You did.
It's probably one of the stupidest things I've ever done.
But that's okay, because we're moving on. So wait, who's the person that you actually finally slept with?
Miranda.
All right, so let's hear about Miranda.
Also a redheaded girl from Maine whose name began with the letter M.
Yeah, Melanie was redheaded from Maine with the M. Okay, so let's hear about Miranda.
So Miranda was this TA in a touchy-feely psychoanalysis course, and I was having a nervous breakdown, but for whatever reason, she thought I seemed stoic and mysterious. Good words.
That's beautiful.
So then she, like, Facebook stalked me, and then she, like, wrote a thing on my wall, like, I wrote some joke, like, this is back when people actually used their Facebook profile to express themselves.
Right.
And then, so I, like, had some joke about hating on Deep Space Nine, and then she's like, why you don't like DS9?
Yeah.
And then that somehow started guys remember AOL Instant Messenger?
Yes.
Okay.
I still have one. Do you have one? I haven't used it in a really long time, because every time that I try and use it, there's this guy that I used to bang, like, where I banged once, and he always reliably messages me on it, and I'm like, how have you not forgotten? Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, great, continue.
So we had this, like, epic Facebook, instant messenger correspondence. As a type of thing, she was clearly, like, maybe I said things that were charming, but the more we talked, the more she was clearly making up her mind that she would bang me if I got within, like, a 100-foot radius of her. Because it's like that type of thing when, you know, when a girl is into a guy, he can just say, like, gaga goo goo, and she'll laugh like it's, like, E equals MC squared. I've seen it.
Or vice versa.
That too, but specifically, I've seen it most glaringly. No, but, like,
have you never seen a guy laugh at a girl's joke?
I know that I've definitely been in that place where I've had a crush on a girl, and I'll just treat everything they say as, like, interesting. But, yeah, so is that...
I'm going to stroke my imaginary beard.
Yeah. So that's where this was at, and eventually I called her bluff. Like, I was talking to my friend Joseph Flesh, and I told her, I think this girl's it. He's like, what? And then he's like, no, dude, you are messaging. Like, you are not, he's like, he gave me, like, we were having, like, one of these weekends where his family was away, so we're just in his house.
What's he up to, by the way, or after this?
He's doing, like, a startup, like, business with a couple of friends in Chicago.
I always kind of thought he was cute. Ooh.
That's a lot. I mean, like, for someone who's had two or three extended relationships and is, like, 23, I think, that's a lot. He's had, like, three serious relationships, and he's also found a way to, like, fuck a gauntlet of women in between the short time that each one of them ended. I'm not saying anything about your high score. I'm just saying that...
I there's no high score. It's not about the numbers. Okay.
Sarcastically. Anyways, the point is he took the side, he's like, Jonah, you are not fucking this up. So then I messaged her, like, hey, you want to come down to Boston? And she's like, no, how about you come here? So then I went up there, and it was...
Where does she live?
She had just graduated from Hampshire.
Okay.
So she was a senior, so she's only, like, a year older than me, but it was, you know, still power game. So we went to lunch at the Amherst Brewing Company, and then she took me back to her place.
Wait, she was... Oh, you were in Boston. Okay.
Yeah. And then we spent the afternoon chit-chatting on her couch while she waited for me to make a move. And I drew things...
Why? Has she met you?
What?
Has she met you? Although, I have to say, like, that is one of my heteronormative things. I will wait for a guy to make a move. Like, and I'll just be sitting there just like... And I'll make a move eventually, maybe, but I would much rather a guy to make a move, which makes me incredibly heteronormative in that way, which is... fine with me, but I will literally just be like, much. I think it's the dom sub thing, but
also in hindsight, I know that I've definitely lost out on other potential people who would be interested in me just because they were waiting for me to get aggressive.
Yeah,
like not even necessarily start kissing them, but to like be like, so hey, you and me.
Yeah,
like, so you and me, we have tension, huh? And you just ride that out to nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you do? Oh.
There's like a window
where it's like, oh, it's cute that we like each other, but it's awkward, and then nothing.
Wait, what?
What?
Did this come out?
Did what come out? Oh. No, that's not a thing that's attached to it.
Oh. Hello?
Actually, I don't know what.
Ooh. I don't know. That's fine now.
Oh, no, this is B input. Oh, no, you plug this into something. Like, you plug it into
an input. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So, yeah, so Miranda takes me back to her place, and I spend hours basically putting off making a move. Like, again, we ended up, like, going to bed that night.
You were just like...
So, yeah. And then eventually I'm at a certain point, I literally turn to her, I'm like, all right, just tell me, like, I have 10 minutes or something, by which time I have to make moves. Like, you have 10 minutes. And then at some point, I basically just leaned in and just started making out with her, and we just started making out and groping. And then eventually she's like, would you like to move to the bedroom?
Wait, she actually literally said that?
You did the thing with, like, the making out on the couch, remember? So move to the boudoir.
There was a guy who was being in Northampton for a while who made that move. Like, he kind of looked like John Darnielle, who was not an attractive man, but I think he's the guy that, is there internet on this? He's the guy that is the leader of the Mountain Goats. He is the Mountain Goats, basically.
See, actually, funny you mention this, the group of people from the play were talking about the Mountain Goats when we were eating dinner.
Really? Are you serious? I've talked about the Mountain Goats like 7,000 times. You do not listen to me when I talk.
You played them last year. Probably.
I played them 100 fucking times.
What song?
Oh, all right. What are the popular ones? No Children, Going to Georgia. Okay, so look, this is John Darnielle. Viewers cannot see this because we do not yet have the technology. But John Darnielle... It's this guy. He's not a particularly attractive guy without his talent. I totally fucked the shit out of John Darnielle. But without his talent, not a particularly attractive guy.
Did you fuck Paul Scheer?
Paul Scheer?
He's the guy who is Donnie on 30 Rock.
Oh, no. No.
What about with his talent?
Maybe.
He's kind of an amazing star.
Yeah. I'm not a star fucker, though, but anyway.
So she says, would you like to move to the bedroom? And then the panties came off, and that's when I learned about pierced clits.
You didn't know she had a pierced clit before?
She, like, told me once she liked her underwear came off and it came time for a finger bang.
When it came time for the finger bang. wait, so...
I mean, it was like X marks the spot. It was, like, idiot-proof.
It's okay. So, what did she say? What would you say? She said, "Oh, I have a pierced clit." And then you don't know what to do with that.
She's just pretty nonchalant about it. It's like, "Yeah, I got a pierced clit. It's pretty awesome." I'm like, okay, sir, yes, sir.
So, was this like a dom sub type situation? Because it sounds like she was kind of.
I never really just made it super explicit how inexperienced I was.
Aw, Jonah.
She knew she was initiating a noob.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So then we, like, slept together a couple of times, and then I kind of spiraled into my crazy back in Boston, and was a real shit about breaking things off. And then
what'd you do?
I just kind of lost touch with her. I was really fucked up at the time.
I know you were, and that's totally understandable, and I understand that.
She is since married. I had a dream that she and her husband drove up to me on the side of the road, abducted me into their car. And then she basically...
Wait, she's a husband?
Yeah.
Is that recent?
In the last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they drive around while she yells at me and reams me for being a little shit. Then she writes me a check for $50 and just drops me back off on the side of the road.
Like the filthy whore that you are.
Here's $50. Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
And this girl was really intimate. This is the thing. My life is about not going after people I'm into, or people I'm into not being into me, and then people being really into me and throwing themselves at me, and then me being like a dickless asshole about just being like, thanks but no thanks, but I guess you can kind of fuck me once or twice.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
I usually just say no.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I fucked with Miranda and Terrell, and then I also like went to the precipice of fucking Melody. The precipice.
Yeah. I'm sure there are mad Hampshire chicks who would dig your psychoanalysis dick. Psychoanalytic dick.
I don't know. I've crazy pussy has tried to throw itself at me. Like.
Where? From whence?
You want me to like reel off names? I'm just saying you can tell when people are vaguely into you and they're trying to get you. Like that.
So why don't you?
That girl Lucy has clearly tried to get me to mac on her.
Who's
that crazy girl we talked to on the bus about her antidepressants?
Oh yeah. Well,
she's like, hey, your stand-up, it was pretty awesome. And then it was like,
maybe that doesn't mean that she's trying to mac on you. Maybe it means that she likes your stand-up.
Come on, body language is body language. Like,
Jenna, I don't know if you're like the authority on body language.
Okay, I like to think of my social ineptitude as being like I have a social stroke, which is I can see everything that's going on, but I'm like powerless to do anything good about it.
I really don't think that's true.
That's my delusion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway.
Anyways.
Oh, wait. How many more time do we have?
Someone who has a show here at 8, although they might be on break.
Oh, baller. Yeah, we're here forever. Yeah, I like this. I think we're going to do this more. This is fun. But we need to have like more organized topics,
yeah,
I think.
Description of asexuality.
No, asexuality means, as far as I can understand it, because it's a really hard point for me to get. But as far as I can understand it, it means people who literally do not have that mode in their lives. It's just not a thing. They don't feel sexually towards anyone or anything. It's not. They don't feel a sexual urge.
Well, this is not like a scientific definition. This is rock criticism. I was reading like an old review of Aladdin Sane by David Bowie. The reviewer, Robert Christgau, who is a pompous douche, but he writes really good, really perceptive reviews, was saying how the famous gatefold where it's David Bowie's pubeless, genitalless body sprawled out is not gay, but it's asexual. And he defined asexuality in his terms as sort of romance gone bad, where people feel gross about lust because it feels exploitative, so they just become like inverted or introverted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do think that there are people in their lives who have felt that way, but I do not think that that is the only source of asexuality.
Oh, no, not as a source, but just as one type of functional, like not psychological asexuality, but functional asexuality.
I think that there is functional asexuality that works that way. There are tons of people that are functionally asexual that work that way. As far as I've read into it because I was really interested in it because I just can't. That's a point of view that I don't understand. Lust just doesn't occur to them.
Oh, no, I don't mean that it doesn't occur to them. I mean, it occurs to them, but it bums them out and makes them feel kind of icky. Like I said, like,
well, that's those people. Well, yeah. Those people. Yeah. I know that there are tons of people for whom that's the case, but I know that there are some people who do not feel sexually. It's just not a part of life that they participate in, whether willfully or non-willfully. There are tons of people that their brains just aren't wired for it. They just don't want sex. And especially in the age, you know, like in animals, that's one thing, you know, we're also animals, but we can actually make functional lives without sex, which is pretty great. I mean, not to say that I would want to do that, but to say that, like, someone could.
But I've had people peg me, not saying, like, I think you're asexual, but, like, that they got that vibe off of me just because I came off as kind of, like, buttoned down and awkward.
Well, they're misusing the term. I'm sure, Jenna, I'm sure that within you there is an ocean of passion. And I know that there is there.
Only
but like
Daniel Plain who could come with his derricks extracted into a pipeline.
asexuality is not that at all. People use the term really fucked upedly. When someone can't conceive of someone else sexually, they term them asexual, which is wrong and stupid.
Remember what I said to Becca last year?
Yes. Becca is... How do you explain Becca?
It's like a Hampshire mascot.
Kind of. She's most of the time, although she, you know, she's in rehab in Thailand.
Like her family forced her to go, or she did it voluntarily?
I have no idea. I do not know.
I didn't necessarily think of her as an addict. I just thought of her as immature.
Oh, no. She was immature as fuck.
But she was also an addict?
Mm-hmm. I kind of lost my friendship with her because I had to wrangle her too many times. and I had to call her Veruca way too many times.
Did you hear that story about her trying to run over her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Anyways. yes, Becca, Ocean of Passion, something, something.
Something,
she's like,
something.
She's like, she never wants to hear about your sexuality.
Oh, yeah, that's as what happens, yeah.
You can't fathom my sex.
That was really funny. No, because you were, okay. At the time, in the context, it was just like, stop. You were just like, I personally have no problem with sexuality, but like, at the time in the context, Becca was just like, you're not allowed!
Yeah. I'm not allowed, huh?
Yeah, I was just like, you can't further my sex.
Is this not a whole other Madragas?
Madragas!
For those of you who don't know, who are magically not listening but can hear me, Madraga is like a level of like heaviosity in Talmudic study.
A whole Naza Madraga.
Yeah. I'd like to paskin some. I'd like to paskin some in out.
Ew.
Also, that was awful.
Wait. Explain paskin for our audience. Like, postulate.
Yeah, postulate.
It's like, I'd like to propose. I'd like to propose another level of my... This is Mies' question. I'd like to answer a Shaila of the Madraga of my dick. They don't usually say my dick. Just saying. Not, I really like this reverb. Yes. Yes. Yes, please. I mean, I don't really want to fuck him, but like I would just for the experience. Just like, what would George Clinton sexually be like?
Because either has to be totally crazy or like really lazy and totally selfish and vanilla.
Or really spiritually involved and like super intimate. I just get up in your soul. With his dick.
Have you ever heard that song, I'm Gonna Do Things to Your Stuff?
Yes. I enjoy that song. And stuff and things, and things and stuff, and stuff and things. I'm gonna do things to your stuff.
Relax and listen while we do it to you in your ear holes.
Yes. Archer, interestingly, kind of takes the eye hole, ear hole thing. It's like, my ear holes! And I'm just like, is that a Parliament joke? I'm going to get so happy if that's a Parliament joke. But it's sometimes not.
Dude, Archer, that guy is a fucking asshole. Like,
totally, but what I'm saying is the show is genius.
Show is genius.
Totally fucking genius.
But is it right? It makes me angry to see him getting all the cartoon pussy in the show.
He's James Bond.
But he's James Bond is a petulant child.
James Bond is a petulant child.
Same thing.
Why is that better? At least Archer has motives that are obvious.
You have something wrong with sociopathy.
Yes.
Callers, your thoughts.
Wait, callers. I can't wait to leave. When is the phone gonna work?
Whenever someone gets around to fixing it.
What?
I know, it's bullshit. I don't know why someone can't just come and like point like a Phillips head screwdriver at it and just twist.
I want to get that to work because I want Jerry to call in. It'd be really funny.
There's like this cool record over there. It's like a psychobilly compilation.
I love psychobilly. I was just talking about this.
Is it like just like hardcore punk but rockabilly?
Oh, okay. It's rockabilly, but it's kind of like rockabilly plus like psychedelic plus like super, 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 super punk. Just like, wait, is this getting broadcast throughout the whole campus?
No, it's just online on your website.
Cool.
You know, there's not like some lady in an office who's like doing paperwork and is like, has her jaw hanging down on the desk for the last 30 minutes.
I mean, not that we would hang jaws. blood on the cats. Wait, where's
Words? Speaking of cats, how's the kitty doing?
She's good. She totally doesn't live with my mod at all.
What do you mean? Oh yes. We were talking about a vagina.
Yeah, total vaginas. There's a cat that I know who's the cutest. She's so cute. She's gotten really voracious lately, so she started, like, eating people's food with impunity. And then if you try and, like, shoo her away, she'll become, like, outraged. She'll be like, She's tried. Yeah, like, a lot of times. I hope she gets high and then she could, like, sleep for a while. She never sleeps. She just runs back and forth throughout the hallways like some sort of a tiny horse.
Well, I remember when my family got kittens, we had these two kittens, and I remember all they did all night long was just fight each other playfully. Like, they'd fight and fight and fight, and then they'd just fall asleep on top of each other, and then
Well, we just have the one, that's why. Or don't have.
No one gives a shit.
Okay. Well, now that I know that, like, this isn't being broadcast anywhere, I can say, like, okay, we just have the one kitten, so, like, it's just, she's just...
You could say Barack Obama is a socialist Muslim whore who sucks my asshole. I mean, I just did. But.
Yeah.
I don't condone saying such.
Yeah, I just, like, I say all the things I want to say in public. I don't really feel constrained at all by Hampshire campus, to be honest. Like, if I want to say something, I'll say it. And if someone wants to call me on it, then they can. Oh, well, you know, no, it's not smack a bitch. It's like, if they can teach me something about how what I say hurts someone, then they can. Like, and that's great. But if they're just being, you know, petulant, then I'm just like, you can seriously suck a dick. Go back to mommy and daddy's house.
So what time is it? Is it?
Well, no one's coming back. Oh, the Gingy?
He's really more like a pasty blonde than a Gingy.
Well, from the picture. I mean, maybe because the walls around him are also orange.
Below?
The walls around him are also orange.
Speaking of which, Julie Klausner, what do you think?
Who is she?
Oh, I thought... Oh, no, I talked
to her. Oh, apparently Bear is on campus.
Ah.
Mm-mm.
No, he's not?
No, he is, but...
talking about Julie Klausner and Sarah Danson. She's this, like, redheaded Jewish, like, kind of semi-hipster, but not really, like, comedy girl in New York who has, like, a really funny podcast.
What's her name?
Julie Klausner. She's, like, the classic, like, show tunes fag hag with, like, a smart, snarky mouth, but she does it, like, really well. She's the best Jewish hipster fag hag with a snarky mouth.
Oh! Sorry. It sounds awesome. It literally does. I just, like, I want to puke because it reminds me of myself.
It's like, I totally want to be her friend, but I also kind of want to do her, Julie Klausner.
Well, you could technically do both.
Yes.
I mean, like, in that context.
She's also 10 years older, lives in New York City, and has no idea who I am.
So maybe not the fucking part.
Yeah.
But you could probably totally be her friend.
She's probably really obnoxious in real life. And word of advice, all comedians are nervous, like, total fucking... crazy people.
Yeah.
Are totally possible to deal with on an intimate level.
I honestly would like to see what Louis C.K. would be like in bed. Just to see. But I wouldn't want to spend time with him that much.
I've heard
you know.
Claim that his dick is, he said, quote unquote, kind of big. Because I listened to, like, a radio broadcast.
I'm sure it is.
Because, like, he did a bunch of spots on Opie and Anthony, which is a shitty show, but he's brilliant on it. And how can he not be when they're bringing morons and he has to step in and But I loved listening to something where he had, like, guested, and this was when he and his wife were breaking up. He's like, I haven't fucked anyone in 3 years. And it sucks, because, you know, I got a pretty nice penis. It's kind of big.
No, I'm sure it is. And the fact that he never talks about it probably means it's pretty big. I mean, just how that kind of thing goes.
He also said he has hideous balls.
I'm sure he does.
You ever saw the thing, and he's like, well, my dick is just young and happy and striding down the street. And then the balls are just these like two old
like, guys, hang back. You're ruining this for me. Yeah, he's like, the two old guys being rescued from a mountaintop. We're like, yeah.
You're doing the thing you do to people's faces.
I'm sorry. So he's like,
this actually produces reverb.
He's like, I imagine my balls are like two old guys shivering on a mountaintop being rescued. Oh, do you want to head out or?
No, reverb.
Oh.
You can hear it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Move back. That's what I'm saying. You're doing the thing that you do to people's faces, but you're doing it to a microphone, so it does reverb. And tell me if there's any reverb from my end.
Oh, I mean, I listened to the first show I did with Max and could not have recorded it worse. Like, our voices sound tiny. I had my iPod plugged into the cord and was scrolling through it, so there's this loud click noise that's, like, louder than us over half the show.
That's really funny.
So.
Well, I definitely want to do this more because this seems like a really good time.
Mm.
Like, if we could get, like, more people in here, too, that'd be really awesome.
Yeah, get, like, three or four people.
I kind of like just, like, I like this dynamic. This is fun, too.
I think the maximum number of people that's fun is four. After four, it's just too much.
There's too many people. I was often here for sex with Augusta.
Hmm?
Sex with Augusta? Okay. There was a radio show called Sex with Augusta.
Oh, I thought you were saying you had sex in here with Augusta.
No,
I
did not have sex with Augusta. I never had sex with Augusta. I was here Sex with Augusta. Augusta.
Who's Augusta?
Oh, you weren't here for that.
This was your first semester?
Yeah, and second. And she had a show in here that was like a sex show. Called like just talking about sex.
Let's talk about sex.
You sound like an old Jewish woman.
I'm like trying to sound like Salt and Pepper.
Talk about sex, baby.
Salt and Pepper, if you're thinking about getting back together.
It's time.
Yeah. Do you want to play maybe try a cut off of this record?
I want to
go home.
Love Maria Bamford.
She is so straight. Like, she could not be straighter.
I know. I don't even want to have sex with her. I just want to love her. I don't
just want to give her a hug.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's not really.
Like, you can tell she's for real is crazy. Like,
definitely. I mean, she has obsessive thought syndrome, or unwanted thought syndrome, which is a subset of OCD. Yeah. I had that when I was a small child, so it was funny. Like, when she said that, it was just like nobody diagnosed me, but it was just like I would just always think that I was going to murder people.
Did you hear the thing where she talks about the guy who then associates baby carrots with penises and, like, pictures of Christ?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you heard the whole album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a half.
Like, that unwanted thought syndrome is some good shit, yeah.
You're way too close. Look, because you keep getting reverbs and I can hear them.
I'm trying to sound like a rockabilly star. Oh, my baby gonna go to the dance, oh yeah. While the Negroes play them blues, gonna tiptoe on my shoes. I'm just doing like a. That's how they would have done it at the time. Wait, have you seen the Johnny Cash biopic where he like sings the Shoeshine Boy song?
Yeah.
And
have
the
seen
Ladies
Jimmy
Love Your
Cox.
Negro. Wait, oh yeah, where they do the parody like Ladies Love Your Negro Man or something.
Something like that. I really like the Bob Dylan parodies. It's like,
mail
he loves a shutter in the winter.
No, it's like, mailboxes shutter like lamppost wall, something a birth canal in the Coliseum. Salvation month. It's like, I don't get this. Yeah. It's really deep.
Yeah, you just don't
get
it.
But really, Visions of Joanna is a truly brilliant song. Like,
it really is. I mean, like, I can understand the poetry of that. I can also understand how it could be perceived as.
It's speed vomit. It is speed vomit, but it's speed vomit, which is so awesome because, number one, it does have that kind of beatnik musicality to it, and then out of nowhere, these genuinely, like, profound statements just casually come out of it.
Yeah. And you know what? They put that in Dewey Cox. They're just like, they have these statements that are just like, that's some truth. And it's just like, God damn it, I'm not supposed to be seeing that.
It's like that line about the museums where it's like, Inside the museums, infinity goes up on trial.
Yeah.
Somebody says, well, this is what salvation must be like after a while. Like, where the fuck did he pull that from? Like,
There's a certain one that sounds kind of like that in Dewey Cox. They tried to make like a real poetic statement. Yeah. But you just throw it in there amongst the
just total
the crazy.
Like, and what's it called? Like, there's something like the fishmonger, something like loads fish, like the fish truck loads while my conscience explodes. Like,
yeah,
it's
like,
just. Yeah, just crazy musical sounding nonsense.
I really like Ride the Rails, Farmer Glickstein, Ride the Rails.
Watch that. Did you see the unrated, like, director's cut thing? Or?
No. We got the soundtrack. Andy loves it.
Walk hard.
Walk hard.
What'd you think of the...
Walk hard. What's the next word? Sir.
What'd you think of the Brian Wilson scene?
Oh, my God. That was so funny. I couldn't... I thought that movie was fucking hilarious.
Oh,
I don't understand why it hasn't been better publicized.
You don't want no part of this shit. Is it addictive? It's not habit forming. It's not expensive, is it? It's the cheapest drug there is. It's not gonna like make me all tired and strung out. It makes sex even better.
Lies.
Nice. Well, you really don't.
It can.
Because
it depends. It depends what kind of high you are.
I think weed has gotten really different for me over the years. Like generally, it's boring. But when I first. When the first I started smoking the weed. When I first started doing weed, I would remember feeling like, wow, sex would feel really spiritual right now. Like, I could see how that would...
See how it's doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, but you don't... Eh.
I really love smoking weed and having sex sometimes. Like, when I used to smoke weed a lot, I used to do it sometimes. But sometimes when I would smoke weed and have sex, it was just like, I don't... I'm just so lazy, but I do want to have sex, but I'm so lazy. But then other times it'd be like, if you're the kind of high where you're just like, I really would like to engage, then it's like, oh, I want to engage so much harder. Yeah, and it's nice.
And then sometimes you're in the living room of your friend's house and things just happen.
Bitch. Don't fuck on her, bitch. Don't fuck on our bench, Jonah.
But I told you the story about how, like, one of my first days of class in college, I go to intro psych, and the professor, as a joke, plays that song from Avenue Q, I Wish I Could Go Back to College. And I'm, like, 18, fresh off the boat from Maimonides, Yeshivat Rambam. And one of the lines in that song from Avenue Q is, I wish I could go back to college, something, something. And one of the guys says, or fuck my TA. And I literally distinctly remember when I heard that line thinking, that'll never be me. I literally distinctly remember like thinking like at that moment, that's not going to be me.
But then it was.
And I was like, holy shit.
And oh my God, it's your dreams come true.
Well, not really.
Kind of. Your dreams of fucking your TA came true.
I mean, it wasn't a dream. It was more just like, there's an example of a sexual status symbol I can't have. What?
Oh, no, I was just checking my...
The other weird thing was, I don't know, like, when Terrell first came on to me, like, my first year here at Hampshire, like, I was like, does this make me the Rebbitson of the queer community?
I have to tell you, like, honestly...
Yeah.
That would make him laugh really hard. I can just tell that to him. First of all, that. But second of all, like, when I first came here... I hadn't talked to you really except for on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, before then I talked to you, like, weirdly as, like, someone who went to my mom.
You told me about this where Terrell randomly told you, like, he has a fabulous ass.
I didn't know you were bi. And so it was just like, whoa.
No, but, like, for the nice folks on the Not Radio, tell them.
Okay. So what happened was Jonah and I went to... a very orthodox high school, elementary school, middle school together. And I'm bi, he's bi. I used to fuck all through high school and do mad drugs, but he did not. I did not know him except for, you know, this guy that went to the school. Then he went to City Year with my ex-boyfriend.
Who I thought tried to recruit me to have sex with him one time when he invited me up to his room, like at his house.
That's just how he does. If he wanted to have sex with you, he'd try to have sex with you.
He'd be like, come hither?
Yeah. That's how he does. I mean, like, I don't, I can't say for sure I'm not him, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, no, when we got up there, he's like, I want you to sit while I trip out on Salvia and describe it to you.
Oh, no, no. I think he was trying to revelation on you.
Oh.
At that point in his life, which is pretty much equally shitty. Like, not saying that's more or less shitty. I'm pretty sure it's a really shitty thing to do. But I'm pretty sure he was trying to revelation on you and not to put his dick on or in you.
It was like he made a point of inviting me over to his house for Shabbos, and he made a point of introducing me to his parents, and he made a point of having me stay afterward, and then he made a point of being like, hey, let's go upstairs. And I was like, it's trying to, yeah, no.
No, he just really wanted company. I mean, they wanted company that he thought would be enlightening.
Well, then we went on a walk around Newton, and he was talking about tripping on Benadryl and stuff like that.
That was the end of our last relationship.
Was him tripping on Benadryl or that time period?
The Benadryl, the time period. He went to the hospital a couple times.
Like, you get total amnesia, right? Like, it's like...
He used to take, 12 Benadryl and then, two caffeine pills and call me and be like, I'm hallucinating you at the edge of my bed.
I remember
and
him telling me...
And then I'd be like, I am here. He's like, how can you be here and there? You're not here. You're not there. You must be here. And I'm like, he's like, I can see you answering your phone. And I'm like, I have to go.
No.
I'm on every drug myself. I can't even deal with you.
Tell me about walking around Montreal and having a conversation with his sister when she wasn't there on Benadryl.
Yeah. That's another thing that happened. That's the time he went to the hospital in Montreal when they were going to visit McGill. And that's the last. It was kind of the last straw.
But then you guys got back together in the middle of City Air?
Yeah, we broke up. All right, what happened was he went to go visit a thing there, and then we broke up because I couldn't have sex with him that time. I was in my mind, that was a pure love, and the other things were not pure love, and it was weird. And so I broke up with him, and also he was all kinds of crazy. And then in the winter of my going into 11th grade year, I called him. Because he's doing City Year. And I was just like, hey, I love you. And he's just like, hey, guess what? I love you times a billion.
Wait, was that when he first decided he was bi or came out as bi?
He's been bi since he was sexually aware.
Because, I just remember the first few months of City Year, he was just really aggressively in everyone's face with, I'm queer, deal with it, queer Jews. And, he'd wear, a rainbow kippah and, talk it up. But then at the
same... He is a queer Jew.
No, I know, but I'm just saying he was, spent a brief period where he was, really intensively, aggressively talking about it, and then he just kind of stopped.
Well, he had to establish his identity. I mean, Everyone does that. Boricua, bitch! Fuck you, fuck you. You're like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Nah. It was just
everyone does that. Everyone spends time asserting their identity.
It was just this weird, I don't want to say defensiveness, but I almost want to say defensiveness with which he did.
He was trying to define himself. That's definitely true. This has become the Let's Talk About Eitan show.
Isn't it all? Nah. What was I going to say? What's he up to in Israel now?
He's miserable.
Does he want to come back, but he won't admit it?
He wants to come back really hard, but he has nowhere to go.
He has no support system here? Everyone else is relocated to Israel.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I mean, he had a very basic family system.
Oh, because he didn't have extended family from...
His mother's family all died in the Holocaust. His father's family all died in the Holocaust. The ones didn't came here. And everyone else, his father has completely alienated them from.
So he literally...
His father's gotten way worse. He's not just an alcoholic now. He's an alcoholic and a pill addict. And he, and Edith is breaking up with Yosef. They're divorcing.
That's the sister? Has it just been deteriorating for a while?
It's been deteriorating from the second it happened, but yeah.
This is the type of thing that people saw coming, but they didn't?
Yeah.
So, wow. So he has no one like here or New York City that he could couch surf with while just trying to put something together? Like, you just like.
He always has a couch at my house. But like, I'm like, I love him to pieces forever.
But like, it's the social.
I just can never. I can't be with him. You know? But I love him, but like, there's no way.
Has he given up on Zionism?
No. He just doesn't want to be a part of it. Which is so American. Considering that he was born in Israel, it's hilarious how American his philosophy is about that.
It's like my dad. My dad is a card-carrying Zionist who doesn't engage with Zionism at all, doesn't know anything about the history, and doesn't read Haaretz or doesn't really look into the politics. It's just a vague thing in the back of his mind that he turns on when he needs to.
My mom, too. And everyone who opposes it is an anti-Semite. It's so hard. It's so hard to argue with those people because it's just like, how?
How? Not a part of your life at all. Like, literally, it's he took a trip to Israel a couple years ago, and other than that, he has literally zero engagement.
I have to pee really badly.
All right, should we call it a show?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, good night, viewers, and it was great to hear your nothingness.
I kind of want to put out a song.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
All right.
No, but it's even cooler because you don't. This is supposed to be best yurt a cappella.
Murder in the graveyard. The killer's not been found. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. Huh. Murder in the graveyard. There must have been a fight. Murder in the graveyard, red with blood. Murder in the graveyard, a terrible thud. Murder in the graveyard, a hand in the mud. Murder in the graveyard, a drunk from the pub. Together and sling him in the plot. Lying on a tombstone with a bashed in head. Police officer said,
I think he's dead.
Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. There must have been a fight. Murder in the graveyard.